Watch, University of Illinois Chicago student lauds courageous Hamas for October 7th massacre, brought pride to Islamic nation. By Joshua Klein on December 31, 2023. A University of Illinois Chicago, UIC, student delivered a sermon for the campus Muslim Student Association, lauding the courageous Hamas terror group's October 7th massacre, the deadliest attack against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust, claiming the brutal attacks brought pride to the Islamic nation. Speaking at the UIC campus during a Muslim Student Association sermon on the Friday following the October 7th massacre, student Sadiq Farouk expressed his personal joy over the wholesale slaughter of innocent Israelis, mostly civilians. "Today, I stand here on the pulpit to give a sermon with a smile on my face, although it may not show," he said. "I am standing here with pride, honor, dignity, and happiness with the recent events that have been going on in the past 6 days, which everybody has heard of. Over the past 6 days, we have witnessed a series of attacks, a series of operations, carried out by sincere, courageous brothers, which shows us that the Muslim nation is still alive, that there are still those who are sincere within this nation, and who are working for the sake of Allah," he added. According to Farouk, the Iranian-backed Palestinian terror group's actions have brought pride and victory to the Islamic nation, wherever you are. The speaker also emphasized the readiness for battle and the seeking of Allah's approval, contrasting that with Israel's supposed cowardice in Gaza. "Bring whatever you have, for we are ready. We are patient, we are steadfast, and we are ready to go through any battle. And we will stay on this path until we die on this path. Because we understand that the best way to leave this world is with the pleasure of Allah. We wake up every single day seeking the pleasure of Allah. Those in Gaza know for a fact that the best way to leave this world is fighting for the sake of Allah. That's why you see them fighting like fierce warriors. You don't see them acting as cowards like the enemy, running away from battle. We will not stop until either we see victory with our own eyes or we die upon that path," he added. He also referred to Hamas terrorists as fierce warriors and the Mujahideen, those who do jihad in Gaza, fighting for the sake of Allah, defending the third holiest land, fighting for its liberation, lamenting that others have referred to them as terrorists who are killing innocent civilians. The student continued by offering a prayer in support of the terrorists. "O Allah, support our Mujahideen brothers, who are in ribbit, religious war, in Gaza," he said. "O Allah, support our Mujahideen brothers, who are in ribbit in Palestine." The remarks come as Hamas' massacre of Jews in Israel has galvanized anti-Israel students into staging pro-Hamas demonstrations on college campuses across the United States. The U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, whose charter calls openly for the murder of Jews and the elimination of the Jewish state through relentless jihad, perpetrated the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history last month, in an operation stemming from its radical beliefs. The multi-pronged October attack saw some 3,000 terrorists burst into Israel by land, sea, and air and gun down participants at an outdoor music festival while others went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The massacre, which drew parallels to scenes from the Nazi-era Holocaust, resulted in more than 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken, of which nearly 130 remain captive. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. On Thursday, the New York Times revealed a horrifying pattern of rape, mutilation, and brutality inflicted by Hamas on Israeli women during the attacks, detailing some of the most graphic acts of violence. The group has a history of expressing extreme anti-Jewish, anti-Christian, and anti-American rhetoric. After the assassination of the Al-Qaeda leader and 9/11 mastermind Osama bin Laden, Hamas terror chief Ismail Haniyeh condemned the killing of the Arab holy warrior, calling it a continuation of the American policy based on oppression and the shedding of Muslim and Arab blood. Identifying as a faction of the Islamic resistance, Hamas' goal is to establish a global Islamic caliphate. Flashback: see the aftermath of Hamas attack on an Israeli kindergarten. according to senior Hamas official Mahmoud al-Zahar. The ultimate aim of the Palestinian war with Israel is to conquer the planet and finally be rid of Zionism and treacherous Christianity. Last month, Mossab Hassan Youssef, the eldest son of Hamas founder, referred to the Palestinian terror organization as a Nazi group, adding that Israel is not responsible for civilian deaths in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.